From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. So much goddamn news happening today that we simply don't have a moment to waste. Here are today's top stories. After widespread infections throughout the White House, many members of President Trump's inner circle are now being tested for coronavirus, including President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was reportedly tested positive for several dozen obscure bat diseases, none of which are actually related to COVID-19. Giuliani's physician confirmed this morning that in addition to several commonly transmittable diseases like rabies and histoplasmosis, Giuliani also tested positive for vespertilioma, a long eradicated form of bat cancer that hasn't been seen since 1903, as well as several viruses that can only be transmitted sexually between bats. Concerning to say the least. And after his own bout with COVID-19, President Trump is home from the hospital and already back to work. In fact, just yesterday, he declared himself, quote, healthier than ever, as he addressed an excited crowd from his new iron lung on the White House balcony. Trump reportedly seemed to have no trouble speaking or breathing, as his entire respiratory system was functioning solely with the help of the mechanical respirator. All right, I'll be honest, that's all the news that happened today, but we still have to fill two ad spots, so I'm just going to scroll through my Facebook feed for a minute here and see if I can find anything else. Back in a moment. Oh, shit. What's my password again? Well, folks, you're never going to guess what happened. You know that piece of shit who lived in the next town over growing up? Yeah, well, he just married that bitch from high school. Like, for real. Here to talk about this juicy development is OPR gossip correspondent Marcy Hammond.
Sup, haters.
So, Marcy, refresh my memory. Who is this piece of shit exactly?
Well, although there are many, the piece of shit we're talking about here is that one fucking dumbass who got blackout drunk and crashed his car into the Denny's after prom.
Right.
He also played football in a nearby town. Couldn't tell that by looking at him now, though. He really let himself go.
Oh, I believe it. All those beers had to go somewhere. Now, how did that fat piece of shit end up with that bitch anyway?
Well, it appears they ended up reconnecting a little while back in that shithole bar back home. You know the one where the kids would sneak into because they didn't get carded? It's right next to the alley where that gym coach was busted for trying to buy Coke.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, not as crazy as when he fucked that junior in the parking lot behind the softball fields.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was nuts. But anyway, I have it on good authority that the good-for-nothing piece of human garbage and that total bitch got drunk in the shithole bar and hooked up that night. Just listen to this voicemail I was sent by a classmate.
Oh my God, you're not going to believe this. So apparently, and you didn't hear it from me, but remember that bitch from high school? Well, she totally slept with that one piece of shit. You know, the one that didn't go to our school but would still come to all the volleyball games even after he was in college. Yeah, well, they definitely boned and... let's just say it's too late for her to get an abortion.
Wow, not getting an abortion. That doesn't sound like her.
Leslie, you're terrible.
I'm kidding. For real, though, she actually wasn't all that bad growing up until she had her personality replaced with that BMW her parents bought her. I swear, though, by the time we graduated, she was the biggest bitch in the world.
Wait, Leslie, didn't you used to have a crush on her?
Me? No. I thought she was pretty, sure, and maybe at the time I had a little thing for her, but that was a long time ago. I don't want anything to do with that bitch. That piece of shit can have her.
Okay, if you say so.
All right, so Marcy, do you think these assholes can make it last?
Well, personally, I don't think there's a chance in hell it'll last. That piece of shit can't keep his dick in his pants to save his life. Not that I feel bad for her. That annoying bitch will be shacking up with some new sugar daddy in no time like she always is.
Oh. So if someone, say, wanted to get with that unbearable bitch, hypothetically, would it be better to swoop in now or after things head south, like as a sort of support system?
Oh my God, I knew you still had a crush on that bitch!
What? No, I said hypothetically!
Oh, the high school group chat is gonna fucking scream when I tell them this!
Hey, give me that!
Remember... creepy Leslie, that
what?
Weirdo
no,
we grew up with.
Don't say that!
He's still totally obsessed with that one.
Fuck you, Marcy! We'll be right back. Don't take that! Give me... that is company property!
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days, Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
If you received any text messages from that bitch Marcy Hammond in the last 8 minutes, I think you should know that she's drinking again and that whatever she said is nothing more than the slurred ramblings of someone with a serious alcohol problem, and she's probably going to have to go to rehab, so don't believe any of it. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. This year's election may see more voters casting their ballots against a candidate rather than in support of one, and that sentiment is even being shared amongst this year's vice presidential hopefuls. In advance of tonight's highly contested vice presidential debate, Kamala Harris today admitted that she really only supports Biden because she hates Trump. Senator Harris did note, however, that even though Biden is, quote, far from her first choice, she'd still be willing to suck it up and vote for him, just so she doesn't have to vote for the other guy. And Elon Musk has done it again today as Tesla has introduced their new line of all-electric lamps. What will they think of next? And finally, if you recycle regularly, you may have a big shipment headed your way soon. The EPA announced today they plan to return the nearly 600 million pounds of recycled materials that haven't been properly washed out back to households across the nation. Tough break, folks. That's why I always just dump my empty milk cartons straight into the creek that feeds into my city's water supply and avoid the hassle of recycling altogether. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because we're grasping at straws to fill a segment, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And if that's still not enough news for you, you can sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon. We have an all-new mail sack segment dropping this Friday, available exclusively to our Patreon members, so sign up now. And if you'd like to ask a question about the news or the show, you could submit it on social media using the hashtag LeslieSmailSack. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode, where we'll have the story of one heroic cat who single-handedly saved an entire local fire department that was stuck in a tree. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.